Good morning, and welcome to our Sense of Community series, Dementia in the Ozarks. I'm Jennifer Moore. Dementia, by definition, according to the National Institutes of Health, is the loss of thinking, remembering, and reasoning to the point that it interferes with a person's daily activities. Some types of dementia include Alzheimer's disease, Lewy body dementia, and vascular dementia. All this week at 7:45 a.m. and 4:44 p.m., we're diving into this topic from a local perspective. Today, we begin by asking who and what are preventing neglect and abuse in Missouri's memory wards in nursing homes, and how can ordinary citizens look up the track record of a particular nursing home? That's Dr. Ruth Walker, a professor of psychology at Missouri State University who specializes in aging.
Funding there to do that.
Last year, news broke that about half of nearly 92,000 calls to Missouri's hotline to report abuse of the elderly went unanswered. That's according to state records. That prompted Missouri's Attorney General to investigate, which led to a new online reporting portal. Walker says abuse remains, and that a big part of the problem comes down to state and federal funding. High turnover rates among staff and a shortage of specially trained staff members also factor into the abuse, she said. So right now, I'm going to walk you through exactly how you can find out just how any long-term care facility in Missouri did on its last inspection. You can also look up complaints and the investigation results. So you're going to need to go to a rather long website, so bear with me. That web address is healthapps.dhss.mo.gov/showmeLTC. And that LTC is as in long-term care. We will include a link to that on our website, ksmu.org. Now, once you get to that website, you can search for a specific facility by county, city, or zip code. And I'm going to search for Greene County. So click on Show Me Results. And once I do that, what pops up is basically a long list, a directory of pretty much all skilled nursing facilities and assisted living facilities in Greene County. You can click select next to the name of the one you want to look at. And what you're really looking for is the plan of correction, or POC. And those files show the details of exactly what was alleged, what was discovered, and how the facility planned to correct it. And many of the complaints across our region from 2019 include allegations of abuse specifically to residents with dementia, Alzheimer's, or other cognitive impairment. Licensed long-term care facilities are required to publicly post their most recent inspections. You can ask any nursing home for their statements of deficiencies and plans of corrections, including those that haven't yet been posted to the state website. And if you can't get those records from the nursing home, you can contact DHSS Custodian of Records. That phone number is 573-522-1516. Missouri also has a network of 190 volunteers and 15 regional ombudsmen who go into nursing homes unannounced to talk with residents and hear their concerns. In Springfield, that ombudsman is coordinated through the Council of Churches of the Ozarks. The coronavirus pandemic has served as a reminder of how dementia presents unique challenges to investigations, whether that's investigating abuse or contact tracing a virus. That's in part because people with dementia sometimes can't remember specific details. And when it comes to abuse, Dr. Ruth Walker says sometimes people with dementia aren't taken seriously even when they do remember accurately. Join us this afternoon at 4:44 to hear how Missouri's new medical marijuana laws could be used by patients with Alzheimer's disease and why some doctors have concerns about that. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore.